Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hi, may I speak to Ron, please?
Thank you.
Hi, Ron. This is Perry from Local Splash. How are you doing?
Very good. How are you?
Good, good. So I just wanted to have a quick chat with you for Google Guaranteed. Is this a good time?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Alrighty. So before we start, I just want to let you know that this call may be monitored, recorded for quality assurance and training purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe we spoke last week regarding the access and the chargeback and the billing data. So this update is regarding that. I looked into this a little bit more and also checked in with the finance department, and they mentioned and repeated that the chargebacks that you applied for the $99 transfer fee was still basically resolved in your favor, in the client's favor. Whereas you did approve the chargeback for two different invoices for either approved it or denied it, as in like you allowed your credit card company to forget those charges for the 249. So it's two invoices, each 249, that were not associated with the Google Guaranteed profile. So I was trying to reason with the department, basically saying that what your intention was that when you approved of it, was for the Google Guaranteed and not for the other services. But they had continued to tell me that in order for that to proceed, you would still have to provide that drop that chargeback for the Google Guaranteed $99 transfer fee. Is this something that you can still do?
So you want me to drop the chargeback on the $99 and then dispute the other charge?
No, just the first charge of what you just said, the $99.
Okay, so say I talked to my credit card, I let it go through, but then what about the other charge that I don't want it to go through, because this is not the one that I authorized for it to go through. That was only for the Google Guarantee.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, so for that one, that would be something between you and the credit card company, I believe, for the other two invoices that you have to re-escalate to them to continue the dispute for that.
You cannot just have subtracted to it instead of me doing all this running around, you know, just subtracted to what it is. And for you guys, it's easy just to change the invoice amount. And then for me, I'll have to, you know, hassle with the credit card company, charge back, you know, all that stuff. It's way harder.
Yes, I tried to reason with the finance department with multiple reps here. But they came back and told me that this has to be this way, unfortunately. I understand.
I guess they're upset, you know, but.
Yeah.
The charges, but, you know, there gotta be something they can do. I mean, it's way easier for them just to do it this way, because otherwise, I'll tell you what, I'll have to charge back $230 instead of, and then pay you $100. It means that you are losing another $130. You know what I mean? So it's even less beneficial for you guys. Did you try to tell them this?
Yeah, I've gone back and forth with them, and they kept standing their ground regarding this particular invoice.
Even though they're losing more money?
Yeah, it's for the $99 fee.
I never seen a company that wants to lose more and more money.
Yeah, it's just something I'm trying to get clarification, and they kept replying to me about that, how this particular invoice needs to be completed before we can provide the access to you.
Okay, so I'll dispute more charges, and then I'll let the $100 go through.
Yeah, it's for the invoice number 821508 for your records, if you need that. 821508.
This call will be recorded.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
it seems like it doesn't really make sense, but again, I'm going to ask, because I'm going to call now the credit card company and then tell them that you guys agree for me to dispute the two other charges of $230 each, I think, and then let the $100 charge go.
No, so what I'm saying to you is that we'll need the $99 chargeback with invoice 821508 to be dropped, or if it can't be dropped, to come up with another agreement for that $99 transfer fee to be paid.
Yes, but as I said, the only amount I did let go, it was the $100 to begin with, but then you guys subtracted to a different invoice instead of this invoice. So first, it's your guys' mistake, and now you're telling me, okay, just pay me $100 more, but then dispute the other charges.
Now, to clarify, the other two invoices that you provided and accepted was not a mistake from our part. It was for two other particular invoices here that's documented in our systems. The
correct, and it's services that I didn't, and that I never received. It was for services that I was supposed to get leads from that I never received. I never got any leads from you guys.
Right, but I'm only here to discuss just the chargeback, the 821508 for now. And that's the only thing that's blocking us from providing you the access to the ad account.
Look, as I said, first, you guys are blocking the access to my account. It's my account. I own the account, right? It's my email. It's my information. Am I right?
Yeah, we provided you access to it, but then as a result of the chargeback that you had initiated...
No, it's not providing me access to it. It's my account, correct?
So we created it on your behalf in the beginning, and then we provided you access to it when you paid us the $99.
Exactly. So you created it on my behalf. Exactly.
We did.
So you created on my behalf for myself, for my company, for my email, for myself, correct?
But we created and retained the ownership of it as a service that we provide to you and your company. And when you had requested to have access to it, I believe it was earlier this year, you had agreed to the $99 transfer fee, which we did invoice you for. But then since then, because of this chargeback that was escalated, this $99 was rejected once more, and as a result, it triggered the system to remove or downgrade your access to the ad account. So that's what happened.
But then when I did dispute the charges, I asked the credit card company not to dispute this $100 charge, but you guys went ahead and decided that what your guys charging is for whatever service you think you provided and you didn't, but not the $100.
No.
You get it?
No.
The service was more expensive than this $100.
So when you escalated the dispute, like to initiate the chargeback with your credit card company, that was a communication between you and them. And they provided they approved the refund for the chargebacks for $249. They approved it, not us. Does that make sense? Like the error that you're saying about the $99, I understand that's what you had intended to approve of and to provide us that $99. But then for whatever reason, the credit card company provided us the to resolve the case in our favor for $249 invoices that I can see here instead. So something about the credit card company may have been confused and provided the wrong case.
I get it. So for you guys, it's easier just to change the invoice number and to use the same amount that I did let go to, and then use it for the $100. Instead of this, you want me to dispute the other two charges and then let this one go through.
I understand where you're coming from, and I can see your perspective. But I am here just to inform you that the chargeback of the $99 still needs to be resolved. either through a drop in the chargeback case or by providing the $99 in another form of payment to us.
Well, it doesn't make sense, and it doesn't make sense that you guys, after giving me access to my account, denying later the access that I have to my account. It means that you guys are at any point of my life or at any point of my business life can drop me off my account. It doesn't make sense to me.
No, so that was, like I explained to you before, when we did provide you access and you approved it in $99 charge fee, there was no issue with that. So you had full control of it already. You had admin rights. You can make changes to the account, pausing the ad, make optimization efforts, etc. But then when you had initiated the chargeback, it downgraded this access as a result of that.
Yeah, so it automatically could happen again at any time.
Well, as long as the you know, the fees that you provided and things like that goes through, it wouldn't happen ever.
Why not? Who said that I can trust you not to do it again?
Well, that's what I'm saying. But to repeat, like, the chargeback, if that never occurred, you would have to continue, you would continue to have full access to it and continue to manage it appropriately.
But again, you guys still have access to it, even though I paid, let's say I paid, okay, and one day you guys are angry or you guys closing the company or whatever, and you decide to lock my account. You could do that, right? Realistically, you could do that.
No, that's not appropriate because you already paid for it. That's not appropriate whatsoever at all.
Realistically, you can do it, right?
You're going with a what if situation that's not appropriate at all for this, because for services rendered and for the fees that you provided as a client, as long as those fees and everything like that are in good standing, you should have access by every right of yours. Yep.
I get what you're saying, but it's not appropriate also to steal, right? But people do steal. So it doesn't mean that things like this do not happen. So what I'm saying is that if I decide to pay, you guys still have an access and you guys still can decide to drop me off my account.
No. So if you decide to pay, we'll provide you full access and that's it, the end of it. We're not going to be messing around or removing access to anybody without any reason, without any valid reason.
Yes, so, but then later you can decide to close it again. It's not about the appropriate thing to do. It has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I understand your perspective, but that's why I'm mentioning that it's either the drop back to get this access, or if you're not able to drop this chargeback anymore, we'll come into an agreement with another form of payment, for example, ACH, so that we wouldn't be experiencing this issue with access once more.
I have a question. If you guys granted me access to my account, okay, which still doesn't make sense for me, it even sounds like it doesn't make sense. You grant me access to my account and I pay, can I remove you guys from administration? Because right now you guys are on administration.
Yes. So what happens is that for Google Ads, yeah, for Google Ads accounts, you can have multiple users on the platform, from something as basic as read-only, which as the name stands, you can only read the data, to as much as admin, which means that you can make any changes you like to the account itself.
Okay, so if I gain access to be an admin, I can remove you from my account, right?
Yes, so, yeah, and we will be able to provide you that access, the same level of access that you had before, which is admin, and then you can continue to make any adjustments necessary that you would like. So it's either the drop, go ahead.
So say I let you charge my card, okay? I let you charge my card. I gain access to administration, then I dispute the charge. Sorry, I remove you from administration and then dispute the charge on you again.
So that's what I'm saying.
Do anything, right?
So that's what I'm saying, that in order, you can either drop the charge back, or if you can't, we'll come to another agreement for payment. And this payment would be along the lines of something regarding ACH transfer, as opposed to using credit cards, so that we won't come to this situation once more.
No, I do want to use credit card. That's the thing, because that's the only thing that secure me, that secure my position. You get it?
That's why I understand that. That's why we're not offering that as a method of payment, so that you will get access and we will also retain that fee of $99.
The only way I could pay is just credit card.
Unfortunately, we can't accept credit card, but I can go back and talk to the finance department to see what other options besides ACH and besides credit card, if that's okay with you.
No, it could be only credit card.
Unfortunately, we can't do that.
That's the only way I pay. This is how I paid so far, and this is how I still can pay. Only credit card.
Unfortunately, I can't do that this time. Besides ACH, that's the only suggestion that they provided me for now. But I can see if there's other options for you besides these two options.
But then this is not what you told me in the last conversation we had. The last conversation you had, you did agree to take my credit card because you asked for it.
No, I asked for the drop back, the dropping the charge back, the last time we spoke.
So you want me just to drop off the charge back?
Yep, it's either to drop the charge back or continue with the ACH method of a payment for now.
It's not going to happen. It's either credit card or credit card. That's the only option I can pay you guys. You guys cannot force me to pay another way. On your contract and the very, very previous contract we did, you guys allowed me to use credit card. So since then, I always use credit card. This is the only way I can pay you guys.
I see. I understand. I can get more information regarding this. And provide you more details as well, if you like.
Yeah, I do want to see the contract as well. I mean, I think I have it if I look for it, but I do want to see this contract again where you guys charging me with my credit card.
Understood. And you can also, if you like, provide this information as well with these disputes, this topic, to a dedicated legal@localsplash.com email. And then we can help you out there as well, in addition to what I'm doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I would like to see all, could you please email me all my invoices and all my records?
Okay. I can double check to see if you still have the access to the dashboard, because it has that information there. But if not,
I don't have.
I believe, okay, I'll double check with this and then get you the information that you're requesting. So you're asking for...
Send me all my invoices, everything I paid for, everything I disputed, everything we had agreed from the very, very beginning.
Okay. And then if you would also, please also email us, this request. I'm documenting this now as we speak. And if you have any other additional requests regarding support or legal, you have those emails on hand too. Just in case you need those.
Yeah. I'll look into it because I already talked to my attorney.
Okay. All right. So just to remind you, the two emails are support@localsplash.com and as well as legal@localsplash.com. Okay?
This is where I'm emailing this request?
Yes. Yes, please. Yes, please. I'm documenting this right now as in the system notes as well. And then once we receive it, we'll also reply with additional information and follow up.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I will look into it right now.
Okay. Alrighty, thank you so much. Besides that, do you have anything else I can help with at this time?
Just give me an access to my account, that's all.
Understood. Okay. Alrighty, so we'll wait for your email, and I'll also escalate this again to the finance department for next steps, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
Alrighty, thank you. Bye-bye.